The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that the saints, by faith, conquered kingdoms, wrought justice, obtained promises, and so on. He goes on to talk about some of the ways that they died, like, for instance, the prophet Isaiah, who was sawed in two, as he talks about, the prophet Jeremiah, who was stoned to death, which he talks about, those who were put to death by the sword, those who were, all the different things that happened to them. And we have to ask ourselves as we read these things, would I, if they were alive today, want to be considered a friend of these saints? We like to read what they have to say, but just think of the prophet Jeremiah. He was a pain in the neck for these people. And so they put him in the stocks. They threw him into the cistern. They did all kinds of horrible things to this man. Would you have wanted to be known to be his friend? I mean, after all, there is guilt by association, right? If you're Jeremiah's friend, you're an enemy of the people. Really, Jeremiah was a prophet of God. The people hated him, as they did all the rest of the prophets. Which again brings us back to the question, would I want to be their friend? After all, everybody else hates them. They were weird. They didn't fit in. They lived an entirely different kind of life. They were a censure to the conscience of the people. The people didn't like it. Would we? These are important questions that we have to look at, because our Lord tells us in the gospel reading that the things that we would consider not so impressive are actually the blessings. And then to go so far, as he said at the end of the gospel reading, as we hear in both of the sets of the Beatitudes, blessed are you when they hate you, when they shut you out, when they reproach you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. You up for that? Is that something you could actually look at and rejoice in and be glad? Because that's what he told us that we're supposed to do. In the first reading, again, St. Paul talks about how some of the people had their goods confiscated and were thrown into prison. Others, he said, united themselves with them. And so it's that latter part of the first reading, perhaps, that we have to look at for ourselves, because it says that they went about in sheepskins, goatskins, destitute, distressed, afflicted, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, mountains, caves, and holes in the earth. That was the ordinary people. That one wasn't the prophets. It was in the midst of the persecutions that the people went about destitute, that they lived in the holes in the ground, that they lived in the caves, that they had nothing. All of their things were taken from them. And so as we move on, we have to ask ourselves, would I be willing to do that? Are we really willing to put Jesus truly first? Is he really what is most important in our lives? Or are my material things more important than Jesus? Is my life more important than Jesus? What if they take my home? What if they take my stuff? What if I had to walk instead of drive? Would we be willing to do that? As we sit here today, we might say, oh yeah, no problem. But let's be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves seriously, is that what I'd be willing to do? Now, the difference between that and the question that we started with is there are a whole bunch of people that are going to be in that boat. For the Jewish people, when they lived in the holes in the ground, there was a whole community of people that lived there. They went about in sheepskins and so on because they didn't have the clothes, because everything had been taken from them. So it's a lot easier when you're not the only one. But even there, we'd have to ask ourselves, am I willing to see that it's a blessing to be shut out because I'm a Catholic? Because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we see that as a good thing? Yeah, it's unjust on the natural level. Why would these people do that? After all, if we're living our faith, we're not breaking the law, we're not doing anything that's wrong. We're a light in the darkness if we're truly living our faith. Why would they dislike that? Because the light hurts their eyes when they want to live in the darkness. Because they don't like it. So now, are we willing to live not just with a group of people who are being persecuted, because all of us might be in that boat here fairly soon, but are we willing to be like the prophets? To be singled out, to be separated, to be the one who's actually having to call the people to repentance, to quit sinning, to start living what they're professing in their faith, and to be persecuted by the very people that you're bringing the message of the gospel to. Are you willing to do that? You see, it's one thing to look at it and say, would I want to be Jeremiah's friend? Most of us would probably say, oh no, he's not politically correct. He didn't fit in. They didn't like him. Well, now let's take it to the next level and ask, what if God asks you to do that? Are you willing to do what God is asking? Perhaps he's simply going to ask, and simply, we have to put in quotation marks for our circumstances, but perhaps he's simply going to ask that we would be persecuted along with a whole bunch of others. Yeah, that wouldn't be so difficult because there are a whole bunch of others doing it. And of course, if that's the case, we'd be being persecuted by the government. We'd be persecuted by people who call themselves Christian. We'd even be persecuted by the other people who call themselves Catholic. But maybe we can tolerate that. Are you willing to stand out? Not if God asks you to be part of a crowd. What if he asks you to be that prophet? What if he asks you to be the one who is going to lead that community of people? What if he asks you to be the one who is going to teach that community of people? Are you willing to be different? Are you willing to do God's will no matter what it requires? We read about Abraham when God asked him to sacrifice Isaac. But when we hear about the prophets and the apostles, they were all put to death because they spoke the word of God. Are we willing to be with them? Again, Jesus, remember, told people at his time, your fathers killed the prophets and you build the tombs. Yeah, we can look at it and say, oh, these people were saints. So what about the saints of our day? Because if we have saints to lie alive today, they're going to be like the saints of old. They're going to be a little different. They're not quite going to fit in. They're going to be living their lives a different way. So once again, you can ask yourself, would I want to be these people's friend? Would I be counted among them? Am I willing to be persecuted because of that? Those are hard questions, but we've all got to look at that. Not necessarily because God is asking you to be the prophet or because he's asking you to befriend one, but because the persecution is coming. And we need to be prepared spiritually. Are we ready? Are we willing? Because many, many, many are going to fall away because of it. So what really is most important? Your house, your car, your bank account, your stuff, or Jesus? Objectively, we all know the answer to that question. When they come looking for you, maybe the answer isn't quite as clear. So the only way it's going to be clear is if we have prayed this through and we're ready. That's what we have to be about. To love Jesus so much that we are willing to endure whatever it requires. We are willing to accept whatever it requires. That we learn that from the prophets. We learn that from the apostles. We learn that from 2,000 years of wonderful saints that the church has. And it may be that God is not simply going to ask us to look at them and read them from afar, because he's asking you to be a saint. You, imagine that. He's asking you to be a saint. That means to be like those other people that everyone else hated, that they didn't want to associate with, that they didn't want to be seen with. Are we willing to live our lives for the Lord? Are we willing to be the saints that God is calling us to be?